A new Gallup poll shows about two-thirds of Americans believe Republican former U.S. President George W. Bush is responsible for the nation's struggling economy, with a smaller percentage blaming President Barack Obama. Joining us now to talk about the speeches today and this new Gallup poll is Steve Moore. He's a senior economics writer with the Wall Street Journal, and he's on the Wall Street Journal editorial board. Hey, Steve, how are you doing?
Hi, great to be with you.
Oh, good to have you, for sure. Now, what's your first reaction to these speeches today, these sort of dueling speeches from Mitt Romney and President Obama?
Well, I have to confess, I spent much more time focused on what President Obama was saying than Mitt Romney, and I listened to his speech. In fact, I just wrote a column about it, so I'm raring to go on this.
And
what I would say about it is that there were two messages that that Barack Obama had on today. One was, it's George Bush's fault, it's not mine, and we've heard that many times before. And the second message was, give me more time. I need more time to fix this economy. He actually conceded the economy is doing pretty lousy. And how could you conclude otherwise? We just had some pretty bad numbers on unemployment that came out again today. So he's basically saying, it's not my fault, it's my predecessor. That's a classic political political strategy.
We hear that all the time.
I need more time. Now, there's problems with both of those messages. I mean, one is that even though it is true, you saw the poll that came out this week probably, that more Americans blame Bush for our economic crisis than Obama. So the problem is he's not running against George Bush. He's running against Mitt Romney.
Good point.
And I think Americans are getting a little tired of Barack Obama always having some excuse for why things aren't working. You know, it was the tsunami, and it was the earthquake, and it was the crisis in Europe and Greece, and all of these things. And he never blames himself. And in my opinion, his policies simply have been a failure and actually contributed to the length and depth of this recession. The other problem he has is I was looking at some of the speeches he was giving back in 2008 when he was running for president, and what he said is, give me 4 years.
Four years.
Now he's saying 4 years later, give me four more years.
So, yeah, well, you know, but at the same time, Mitt Romney, I think earlier this week, was kind of adjusted the expectations for his presidency if he were to be elected, saying that he acknowledged it might take more than two terms to fix the mix. What do you think of that?
I think that's a stupid thing for him to say, because it undermines, you know, it shouldn't. No, look, I actually think this economy is prepped for a big, big expansion. I think I'm really bullish. I think if you get change in policies and you take away that big tax increase next year and you repeal Obamacare, oh my God, you're going to see the biggest expansion in this economy you ever saw. And it's not going to take 2 years. 4 years, 8 years, it's going to take 2 months. Literally, from the time those policies are extinguished to the times the economy gets really jacked up again, I think it happens really quickly. It happened under Reagan. I mean, Reagan took over during an incredible crisis, even deeper than the one that Obama took over. And this stage of the Reagan presidency, my God, the economy was growing at 8%. It was morning in America. You know, people were worried about the economy overheating. It was roaring so hot.
Yes. Well, I'm glad to hear someone be positive about the economy for once, because we never hear that. But what do you think about the president, his acknowledging the gaffe over the private sector earlier this week, and he even sort of poked fun at it himself today? Do you think that'll help smooth things over?
A little bit. You know, he's very good at that. I mean, look, I listened to the president's speech. He's a great speech maker. There's no question about it. He's a gifted politician, and he's very likable, and he's very persuasive. The problem is, the truth is, Barack Obama meant what he said. I mean, I don't think that was a gap. I think he really does believe the solution to our problems is more government. That's what the policies have been for the last 3.5 years. And I do think he really thinks, gee, if we only had more teachers and more transit drivers and more firemen, that somehow our economy would recover. I think that's nuts, but that's really been the policy of the first 3.5 years of the Obama presidency.
Well, Steve, all very good insights. I really hope that you join us again. I've enjoyed it.
Love to do it.
All right.
Have a great night. Take care.
You too. Steve Moore, senior economics writer for the Wall Street Journal. He's also on the editorial board there. He's also the author of 4 books. Some of them, It's Getting Better All the Time, The 100 Greatest Trends of the Last Century. You just heard him there being pretty positive about the economy for once, so that's refreshing. Taking a look at the final numbers today, the Dow was up 156 points, the NASDAQ up 18, the S&P 500 jumped 14. Coming up on America's Radio News, The Drive Home, the military's come a long way since the days of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. President Obama and Mitt Romney do offer up different visions for a prosperous America. And did you know that the pair of shoes you're wearing says a lot about your personality? We're going to talk to somebody who has some insight on that. Live from Washington, D.C., getting you the information you need, this is America's Radio News, Journalism Without Agenda.